Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Saturday of the first Sunday after Easter. The lesson is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 12.
Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil.
In a world that has more people in it than ever before, there is also more loneliness in the world than ever before. We often live away from our families, either geographically or in degrees of harmony, and we don't know our neighbors. People are looking for a genuinely loving community to belong to. Some look in clubs, and some talk to counselors. Some choose to spend more time at work, and some join gangs. This issue is especially prevalent now that we are trying to survive the coronavirus. But what if the church were truly a community of love? We would transform the world as God has transformed us. The source of all community is the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God is a three-in-one community of self-giving love. To say that God is love is to say that God is a self-giving relationship. In fact, both the Father and the Son are defined for us by the relationship to each other. Out of the Father's love and self-giving, the Son proceeds. And out of self-giving love, the Son gives himself perfectly to the Father. The Spirit is breathed out by this mutual love. Or something like that. I don't have the time to explore the healthy re-examination of the Trinity that Western theology is undergoing, partially because I don't understand it altogether myself. But suffice it to say that God is love, and God is a holy, divine relationship, out of which the world, especially man, is lovingly created. Being love, God not only created us, but also created us as a community of love. Male and female, he created them. His first commandment being to be fruitful and multiply out of this relationship of love. But then, turning from original love to pride, from self-giving to self-taking, we fell. But God, who is love, redeemed us and has invited us to rejoin his community of love. He has adopted us into his family. If only we would love him as he first loved us. That is the prerequisite for true relationships in a God-created, God-loved world, love. Therefore, we can only come into God's community of love if we become a community of love. 1 Peter is all about the church as God's community of love here on earth. Paul refers to this community of love as the body of Christ, joined with him in divine union. Peter speaks of this community of love as a spiritual house, chapter 2, verse 5, a holy nation and God's own special people. Chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Much of the rest of 1 Peter is about how to live in love in God's community of love. In 1 Peter 3:8, we are commanded to be of one mind. We have one God, one faith, one baptism, one belief, and one body. We are to have a common life ordered by the apostles' teaching, the sacraments, prayer, and a little thing called fellowship, Acts 2:42. The early church had a common authority of apostles, bishops, elders, and deacons, worshiping daily in the temple and breaking bread daily from house to house. They were remarkably of one mind and one accord, Acts 2:46. Therefore, they had all things in common, not primarily their material, but their most valuable possessions, themselves. But how was this community of the early church able to live in such unity, the unity that allowed them to share all things in the unity of the Trinity? By the same thing that unites the Holy Trinity, the love of the Trinity. In 1 Peter 3:8, we are commanded to have compassion for one another, just as we are elsewhere commanded to have love for one another and for God. This compassion is a passion with someone else and for someone else. It is feeling what others feel, feeling what is best for them. It is going out of self and into the self of others so that our lives are united in love. Today we have unprecedented freedom of choice, and so we often choose to live lives without others and without community. What nobody told us was that in so doing we have chosen to live without love. All of our communities are breaking down because they are no longer given, but must now be chosen. I believe this unprecedented choice is at the heart of both secularization and of postmodernism. This freedom to choose self, to choose isolation, is a freedom to not love. It is a choice for hell. In fact, I believe that a large part of hell is loneliness, to live without others. The other part is to live with others, only without love for these others. But a community that loves God and one another as self is heaven. Therefore, love as brothers, verse 9. Part of this is being tender-hearted and courteous to each other. Part of it is not returning evil for evil, but blessing for evil. Here again is love, the love of God. For when our hearts were evil toward God, out of his self-giving, he chose to love us. And so we must love even our enemies and reach out to them in love. We must invite others into God's community of love as he first did for us. As God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit shared his community of love with us, we must share ours with others. This is the true meaning of evangelism. And in loving, we are united to God, united by his love, with which he loves himself, and with which he first loved us.
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.